There's only one way to treat weakness, and that is exploited. There's only one way for Chen to survive, and that is to conquer.
All 10,000 Zhao prisoners will be executed, and Ying Jian defines his quest for empire. Bloody, utterly ruthless, and totally dependent on the army. For 2,000 years, no one had any idea what that army was really like. But now, it can be seen, frozen in time. For Jeffrey Regal, this is an opportunity to answer his first great question about the Emperor's meteoric rise to power. Militarily, how did he do it? Joining Regal is Dr. Yuan, who has devoted his entire career to understanding these mysterious figures and the military power of the first emperor. To date, they have unearthed over 7,500 individual warriors. In all respects, except living flesh and blood, these were real soldiers.
The people who made these figures and arranged them were following real military procedures. So this really represents what the Qin army looked like. This gives us an idea of Qin military formation and the way in which the Qin army was actually put into the field.
The big surprise was that the front three lines were highly mobile infantry. It appears these were the emperor's shock troops. Behind them came the heavy infantry, who in turn were supported by columns of chariots. And sweeping up behind, a fast-moving cavalry. But it's not just the precision of the army's formation that has astonished the researchers. It's the weapons they carried.